Hello, this is Jay Lewis, and welcome to the Old Radio Companion.
Yes, it's Maxwell House Coffee Time, starring George Burns and Gracie Allen.
Draw up a chair for tonight's Camel Show, starring Bud Abbott and Lou Costello.
The Baby Snook Show.
The Lucky Strike program, starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston, Phil Harris, Rochester, Dennis Day, the Sportsman Quartet, and yours truly, Don Wilson.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another show of the Old Radio Companion. We're only 3 weeks away from Halloween, so here on the show, we're going to be celebrating and bringing in the Halloween season with some great shows about Halloween and the things that scare us, and also those traditions that we have during our Halloween season. One of these things we call the jack-o'-lantern. All of us have fond memories of carving faces into pumpkins, putting candles or lights in them, and putting them out on our porches for our neighbors to see and to light up the way for the trick-or-treaters that come to our home. Ever since I can remember as a kid, we always carved pumpkins, and my mom would put candles in them and light them, and we'd put them on our porch. I was always so excited to get our pumpkins. We'd always go to a local farm or pumpkin stand and get our pumpkins, and it was a tradition that I always looked forward to. So, are all of you out there going to carve a pumpkin this year? Well, maybe it's been a long time since you've done it. Maybe not since you were a kid or even back when you had kids. Well, maybe it's time you did it again. Bring some of that childhood magic back into your life. Or maybe you still do carve pumpkins with your children or grandkids, and I hope you do. Halloween just isn't for kids, it's also for the kid at heart. And you know what? What is Halloween without carving a pumpkin and filling all those pumpkin guts all over your hands? And we even roast the seeds. That's also a Halloween tradition with myself. So, well, have you ever wondered where all this got started? I mean, why do we take pumpkins and carve faces into them and light them up on Halloween night? Well, in today's show, we're going to find out. The very idea of carving pumpkins has a very ancient start in history, and it actually all starts back in Ireland with Ireland folklore. And actually, the folklore doesn't really talk about lighting up pumpkins, actually, but it starts with a turnip and also some potatoes, and they were all used instead of pumpkins back in its beginning. The origins of the jack-o'-lantern starts with a man named Stingy Jack. We got our pumpkin carving here in America from Irish immigrants that came to live here. Pumpkins, which were grown here in America, became more of a traditional carving item from the garden than a turnip or a potato. So the story starts with a guy named Stingy Jack. So he invites the devil to have a drink with him. So right off the bat, kind of can tell that Stingy Jack is, you know, a little crazy because he invites the devil for a drink. So not sure why, but he does. And so the devil comes to have a drink with him, and he also convinces the devil to turn himself into a coin so that Jack can use it to buy them drinks. So once the devil does this, Stingy Jack, well, and with a name like Stingy, you know, which he was, he tricks the devil and decides to keep the money and puts puts it in his pocket. So he thought ahead, and he had placed a silver cross also in his pocket, so once the devil was in his pocket, the devil could not escape and couldn't turn back into his original self. So Stingy Jack eventually does release the devil from his pocket, but before he does, he makes the devil promise that he won't bother him for a whole year, and if he happens to die within that year, that the devil could not take his soul. So the next year is up, and Stingy Jack once again tricks the devil. So, you know, either Stingy Jack is really smart or the devil is really dumb, according to this story. So in this story, the devil is not too bright. So, you know, I did not write this story. I'm just telling you the folklore. So, and actually, as we go, this whole story has a lot of plot holes. So just to let you know. Well, anyway, I mean, to me, you know, the devil runs hell. So, you know, doesn't he have to be like a little smart, you know? Well, anyway, once again, he tricks the devil into climbing up into this tree to pick some fruit. So the devil does, and he climbs up the tree. So obviously the devil is just like, you know, one of the Three Stooges. You know, he just does whatever Stingy Jack tells him to. So while the devil is up in the tree getting the fruit, Stingy Jack carves a cross in the trunk of the tree, and the devil can't come down. So he says to the devil that he will let him down if he promises not to bother him for another 10 years. And then when he dies, he can't have his soul, the whole thing. So this is my whole thing, is he carves the cross in the tree, but then how does the devil get down? You know, well, maybe he jumps and Jack catches him. Like I told you, lots of plot holes in the story. So anyway, the devil does get down. Well, within that 10 years, Stingy Jack does die. So as the legend of the story goes, God doesn't allow Jack to come to heaven because he's stingy, you know, he does all kinds of bad things. Well, the devil is so upset and angry at Jack for tricking him, and because he also promised to not take Jack's soul, so he can't send him, you know, to hell and take his soul. So he sends him off into the dark to wander the earth. So this is kind of purgatory. So he only leaves him with a lump of lighted coal to light his way. So Jack takes the glowing lump of coal, carves a lantern out of a turnip, and puts the coal inside to use to light his way into the darkness. So they have to have like really large fruit and vegetables in Ireland, because turnip, I don't know, it'd be kind of hard to make a lantern out of a turnip, but maybe they're huge, you know? So basically, Jack is sent into purgatory as a ghost to wander the earth. He is said to today to still be wandering the earth. This ghost that wanders eventually was called by the Irish Jack of the Lantern. This eventually became jack-o'-lanterns. Eventually, the Irish and Scottish would carve potatoes or turnips or beets and then light candles inside of them and put them into their windows. So, like, once again, can't see them making a lantern out of a turnip or a beet, but maybe they just have really huge, you know, fruit and vegetables there. But anyway, they would put these in their windows, and that was to ward off Stingy Jack's ghost and protect them from the haunting and other evil spirits. Eventually, immigrants that came from Ireland and Scotland, they came to the United States, and they brought this tradition with them. But they found a native fruit in America that worked a lot better. And that was something they didn't have, and that was pumpkins. So they learned that pumpkins are a lot more sturdy, and they actually, you know, you can carve them and put candles in them and make lanterns. So the tradition grew ever since on Halloween, and ever since then we light up pumpkins. Not to necessarily scare off Stingy Jack, but to have fun on Halloween night. Well, that's how the jack-o'-lantern got started, and now for a word from the sponsor from the past.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're standing by to interview the pilot of the first flying saucer ever to land on Earth. And here he comes. I beg your pardon, sir. Do all your people look like you?
Of course not. Most of them are homely.
I see. And what is the purpose of your visit?
To stock up on Chunkies. You're very nosy, aren't you?
Chunkies? You mean that delicious milk chocolate candy bar filled with crunchy cashews, sun-ripened raisins, and Brazil nuts?
And don't forget Chunkies' special shape. Extra thick for extra flavor. You're a regular Chunkies Information Center. You know where I can get some fast?
Oh, sure. I always keep a supply handy when I go out on an interview. Be glad to share them with the illustrious pilot of a flying saucer. Here, let me fill your space helmet.
Pilot? Space helmets? Flying saucer? What are you talking? I'm a fisherman. I always keep my Chunkies in a cookie jar to keep them dry. Yes, sir. Chunkies. What a chunk of chocolate.
Today's show is from the Jack Benny Radio Show. It's titled Jack Goes Trick-or-Treating. Originally aired October 31st, 1948, Jack hooks up with his admiration society made up of a group of boys called the Beavers. Well, if you've listened to the show before, you'll kind of know about the Beavers. And, well, Jack and the Beavers decide to go trick-or-treating. Isn't Jack a little too old to go trick-or-treating? I mean, even though he says he's 39 all the time, he's still a little too old for it. Well, he does. He goes trick-or-treating in Beverly Hills, and it brings some interesting circumstances. Well, you'll just have to listen and find out what happens. So here's Jack Benny. Enjoy the show.
The Jack Benny Program, presented by America's largest-selling cigarette, Lucky Strike.
American.
Lucky Strike. First again with tobacco men.
Yes, first again with the men who really know tobacco, the independent buyers, auctioneers, and warehousemen. And a recent impartial survey reveals that more of these independent tobacco experts smoke Lucky Strike regularly than the next two leading brands combined.
Remember, these are the experts who, year after year, can see the makers of Lucky Strike consistently select and buy that fine, that light, that naturally mild tobacco. And for their own personal smoking enjoyment, they choose Lucky Strike.
So let this overwhelming preference of the tobacco experts lead you to real deep down smoking enjoyment. Just light up a Lucky and puff by puff, you'll see.
L-S-M-F-T. L-S-M-F-T.
Lucky Strike means fine tobacco, and this fine Lucky Strike tobacco means a world of smoking enjoyment for you. Yes, you'll like Lucky Strike.
The Lucky Strike program starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston, Phil Harris, Rochester, Dennis Day, and yours truly, Don Wilson. Gentlemen, tonight is Halloween, and in Beverly Hills, as in communities all over the country, the little goblins have already started through the neighborhood playing trick or treat.
Well, this is the last house in the block. Before I go to the next street, I think we ought to put all the stuff we've gotten in one big bag. You'll go first, Bobby.
I'm Joy. I'll be in these changed masks.
Well, it doesn't make any difference.
Let's all empty our pockets and see what we got.
I'll go first. I got a piece of fudge, a stick of gum, and two lollipops.
I got an apple, some popcorn, two cookies, and a chocolate bar.
I got some lemon drops, a peppermint stick, and a donut.
I got a Tootsie Roll, a packet... a package of Lifesavers, and a can of Strong Heart. dog food, huh?
Hey, fellas, we're wasting time. Let's get over to the next street and knock on some more doors.
Yeah, let's go. Hey, Bobby, there's that new kid that moved into the neighborhood.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Butch.
Hiya, fellas.
You playing trick or treat, too?
Yeah, I've been in every house in the neighborhood.
You have?
Hey, what do you got in that big gunny sack?
A walnut and two jelly beans.
Ah, Beverly Hills.
Butch, I want you to meet the treasurer of our club, Mr. Jack Benny.
Hiya, Mr. Benny.
Hello, Butch.
You can be very proud that you've met Mr. Benny.
I can? Why?
You've just shaken the hand that knocked out Gene Tunney.
Gosh! Gene Tunney! With that old right cross and that kisser in the third round, right, killer?
Well, I know that you kids have a tendency to exaggerate. It wasn't the seventh round. That's what it was.
And so much for Mr. Benny was England this year.
Yeah, Mr. Benny was the most decorated athlete in the United States Olympic team.
Gee, what if that was the end?
Are you kidding? In the same afternoon, he won the 100-meter dash, the pole vault, the discus throw, the bar jump, the high hurdles, and the diving contest.
Holy smoke!
And then he had to run 12 miles back to the Palladium to be in time for his evening performance.
He lived.
And it wasn't easy running with all those medals on.
Oh, boy, what an athlete.
Yeah, but Mr. Benny doesn't want anybody to know it. He even wears big pads in his coat so his muscles won't show.
And not only that, Butch, Mr. Benny's in the movies, too. He made a picture called...
Come on, fellas, let's go. You know, Halloween will be over before we know it. Now, let's go ring some more doorbells.
Okay.
Hey, kids, this is the street where Mary Livingston lives.
Mary Livingston? Isn't that the girl you said was nuts about you?
Yeah. I'm going over and call on her. Listen, I'll see you back here in a few minutes.
Okay.
See, I hope Mary's maid is out tonight so she'll open the door herself. Boy, will this mask fool her. Trick or treat.
Oh, Miss Livingston.
What is it, Pauline? What's the matter?
There's a wolf man at the door.
A wolf man? Oh, Pauline, it's probably some kid. I'll go and see.
Mary, it's me.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Pauline, come out from under the bed.
Oh, did the wolf man go away?
It's not a wolf man. It's Mr. Benny. He pulled his toupee down over his face and got two eyes in it.
Yeah. Say, Mary, Do you mind if I come in and sit down for a few minutes? I'm worn out.
Worn out? Why are you so tired?
I don't know. I guess I haven't gotten over the Olympics, you know?
What?
I mean, I walked over from Olympic Boulevard. Oh, boy. Let me get into that chair.
Say, Jack, I received an advance copy of the Saturday Evening Post. There's a big article in it about you.
There is? Let me see it.
Here you are.
Oh, yeah. Say, look at that picture of me. Hey, I look pretty good, don't I? A lot of color in my face.
Put on your glasses. That's an ad for Campbell's tomato soup.
Oh.
You were looking at a tomato.
Thank heaven. I thought I had a stem growing out of my head.
There's your picture on the other side.
Oh, yeah. And there are my writers around the swimming pool. What are you laughing at?
They look like four gophers coming up for air.
I can't understand it. I pay them enough to get their teeth straightened. Gosh, my feet hurt. Mary, do you mind if I slip off my shoes?
No, go right ahead.
Okay. Ah, that feels better. You know, Mary, we've walked all over the neighborhood.
Jack, I know that's a nice bunch of kids who belong to the Beavers Club, but you're too old for them.
But, Mary, it's good for kids to have a hero, you know, an idol, someone they can worship.
I know, but what kind of an excuse are you going to give them Wednesday when they find out you weren't elected president?
That's what worries me. The kids won't believe it, you know. They'll demand a recount. Oh, well, I'll think of something, you know. Oh, the Beavers are calling me. I gotta go.
All right, Beth. I'm glad you stopped by.
Yeah, good night, Mary.
Good night.
Gee, Miss Livingston, did Mr. Benny have to go away so soon?
Don't worry, Pauline. He'll be back.
Well, how do you know?
He forgot his shoes. Here.
Thanks. Coming. Now, let's go ring some more doorbells.
Yeah, and let's hurry. I gotta be home by 10 o'clock.
Me too. That's what I told me already.
Butch. Butch, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Now, what kind of language is that for a beaver? Told me old lady.
Told me old lady.
Kids, beavers. Did you hear that?
I didn't hear anything.
Neither did I.
But you must have heard it. There was an echo when I said, oh, no. No, I'm not going to say that again.
Say what?
Told me old lady.
I didn't even say it then. What's the matter with me, anyway? Oh, well, come on, kids. Come on, let's play some more trick-or-treat.
Hey, Joey, I'm new here. Who calls us this jerk? There's no jerk. He's just tired from the Olympics.
Come on, Beaver. Don't lag back. Let's go. Gee, kids, we've walked about 3 miles since we left Marion's house.
Hey, Mr. Benny, isn't this the house where Dennis Day lives?
Yeah. Hey, let me go up alone. I want to scare Dennis's mother. You kids wait here. I think I'll look in the front window first, see if Mrs. Day is home. Good, it's open, too.
Oh, Dennis! Dennis, where are you?
I'm in the library, Vanita.
Dennis, stop imitating Ronald Coleman. Now go sit down and finish your dinner.
Okay. Hey, Mother, why are you carrying that baseball bat?
In case some fathead comes to the door to play trick or treat. Dennis, what happened to all the mustard that was in this jar?
Oh, I used it to play a Halloween trick.
A Halloween trick with mustard?
Yeah, I smeared it all over your new nightgown.
What? You smeared mustard on my new nightgown?
Not so loud. You're not supposed to find out till you go to bed.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Well, Mother, what are you mad about? I was a good sport last Halloween when I found my suit tied in knots and a dead mouse in my pocket.
Oh, that's horrible. Who played a stupid trick like that on you?
I did.
Every day they're getting babies mixed up in the hospital, but I have to get the right one. Now, Dennis, you've got to rehearse your song for the program.
Yes, Mother.
Down among the
honey, wait for me. Don't be forgetting we've got a day out where the sun goes down about eight. All my love is burning, burning, burning. All my heart is yearning, yearning, yearning to be down among the sheltering palms. Oh, honey, wait for me. All my love is burning, burning, burning. Sheltering calm. Oh, honey, wait for
me. Boy, I'm getting out of here. I wouldn't go near Mrs. Day with that baseball bat in her hand.
Hey, Mr. Benny, did you scare Dennis's mother?
No, there was nobody home.
Well, I thought I heard somebody singing with a beautiful voice.
Oh, that was me.
Down among the sheltering palms, my honey. My honey.
Hey, kid, here's a friend of mine coming down the street. You hide in the bushes, and I'll put on my mask and scare him.
Okay.
Oh, boy, when he sees his mask, he'll jump out of his skin.
Boom!
Hello, Mr. Benny!
Oh, hello, Mr. Kitzel. How'd you recognize me?
Who else wears button shoes?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, Mr. Kitzel, what are you doing out on the street? Don't you know this is Halloween?
Yes, I know. This is the night when hobgoblins and spooks and monsters and witches are roaming the streets.
Well, then what are you doing out?
I'm looking for my wife.
Oh.
You know, we went to the movies and we got separated by the crowd.
Oh, the movies. Now, what pictures did you see?
Johnny Belinches.
No, Mr. Kitzel. Mr. Kitzel, that's Johnny Belinda.
Oh.
And wasn't Jane Wyman wonderful in that picture? She played such an unusual part. Though she was dumb and she couldn't speak a single word.
Ooh, to hear my wife like that.
Oh, your wife talks a lot, huh?
All the time, all the time.
What does she talk about?
Who listens? You know, I hope someday, you know, tonight especially, that she gets home early so she can straighten up the house. Some kids kicked it over.
Kicked over your house?
Yes.
It must be awfully small.
Small. In the morning, if you get out of the right side of the bed, you're in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. If you get out on the left side of the bed, you're in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. And if you get out of the front of the bed, you're on the sunset bus.
Gee, you have got a small house.
Yeah. Well, goodbye, Mr. Benny.
Goodbye, Mr. Kitzel. It was nice meeting you again.
Likewise, I'm convinced.
Hey, kid, Beavers. Beavers, where are you?
Well, here we are, Mr. Benny. When you were talking to that man, we rang some more doorbells.
Yeah, we're dividing up the stuff we got. We dumped it out on the sidewalk. We got a lollipop, a stick of gum,
a penny,
a bottle of Coke, and a Tootsie Roll.
I'll take the Coca-Cola.
I'll take the Tootsie Roll.
I'll take the lollipop.
Now it's between you and me, Mr. Benny. Which do you want, the stick of gum or the penny?
Well, I guess I'll take the stick of gum.
Okay, get your foot off the penny.
Oh, I'm sorry. Say, kid, look, while we're in this neighborhood, let's go over to Phil Harris's house.
Okay.
Okay.
here we are, boys. This is Mr. Harris's house. Now, look, you kids go up to the door, and I'll hide here behind these bushes.
Okay.
No, fellas, this has been an awful tame Halloween.
Yeah, let's have some fun.
Let's tip over Mr. Harris's trash can.
Okay, here goes!
Doesn't he ever buy anything in cans?
Here, go ahead and ring the bell.
Okay, I'll ring the bell and then we'll all hide.
Mr. Harris is at home. His wife answers the door.
Yeah, look at her standing there. Isn't she beautiful?
Well, who is it? Who rang the bell?
She's beautiful, all right, but she sure got a deep voice.
Oh, there you are. Hey, you boys out celebrating Halloween?
Uh-huh. Trick or treat.
Oh, trick or treat, huh? Well, which would you kids rather have?
We'd rather have the treat.
Okay, here goes. Oh, won't you come with me to Alabama? There we'll meet my dear old man, who cyanates and toil in hell. That's what I like about the South High, Jackson. You and these boys, or are you working solo? I'm with the boys, and we're having a lot of fun playing trick-or-treat. Well, I bet you can't wait till Easter when the fuzzy, fuzzy, bunny rabbit hides its head up there, T.A. Never mind that, Phil. You just don't know how to enjoy yourself. Maybe you're right. Come on in, Jackson. Hey, come on in, kids. Okay, come on, Beaver. Come on. Phil, is Alice home? No, Alice took the children to a Halloween party, and I had to stay home with her money. Well, if you ever need a sitter, call me up. So you're here all alone, huh? Yeah, but I don't mind, Jackson. I've been sitting here looking through my old picture album, you know, when I was a kid.
Can we see them, Mr. Harris?
Sure. Hey, look, there's a picture of me in school when I was in the first grade. See it?
Gee, what a cute bunch of little kids. But the teacher looks kind of familiar.
That ain't the teacher, that's me. Oh, yeah, you were kind of slow in school, weren't you, Phil? Yeah, the teachers didn't seem to like me either. They were always picking on me.
Did they make you stand in the corner?
Listen, Junior, I stood in the corner so much I was the only kid in class with a triangular forehead.
Triangular forehead? Gee, how'd you get rid of it?
He massaged it till the point went to the top. Say, Phil, this picture here, that's Remley, isn't it?
Yeah, that's Frankie. That picture was taken 18 years ago, the day he got out of school.
Oh, on graduation day. Why isn't he wearing a cap and gown?
Look, Jackson, the school Remley went to, you didn't graduate. You just had to be able to get over the wall.
Oh.
Incidentally, he never would have made it if I wasn't there to give him a boot.
Phil, I think you're just...
Oh, excuse me a minute, Jackson. Hello, this is the residence of Phil Harris and Alice Fay. Oh, I'm sorry, honey. I didn't know it was you or I'd have given you top billing. No, I'm not alone. Jackson dropped in with a bunch of kids, so I brought out my album and we got to talking about old times. You know, effervescing.
That's reminiscing.
I know, honey. One of the kids just told me. What did you call me for, baby? Okay. I'll be right over and get you.
Well, we've got to run along, Phil.
Okay, Jackson. See you tomorrow. So long, kid.
Bye.
Bye. Gee, that Phil Harris is a nice guy. But I wish his wife, Alice Fay, was home.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
She certainly is.
She's got the bluest eyes I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah? Come over here under the street light. Now, come on, kids. We've got about five more houses. Now, look at where we go next.
Hey, I know a good Halloween trick.
What?
Well, there are five of us. Let's go tip over Don Wilson.
No. We mustn't do that. But I know what. Let's go over to Mr. Wilson's house anyway.
Okay.
Come on, Beaver. Come on. It's getting late. right, kids. Here's Don Wilson's house. See, it's dark inside, but the door is open. Look at it. I better go in alone.
Okay.
Wait here. Don. Don. It's so dark in here. Don. Don, where are you?
Jack. Jack, we're in here. Me and the sportsman.
Oh. Well, Don, what are you doing in this big house with all the lights out?
We're telling ghost stories. Jack, we have a wonderful Halloween song we want to do.
Yeah?
Yeah. There are a few places where you join in. And there's one place where we want you to do a weird, crazy laugh.
A weird, crazy laugh? All right. Let's start.
Well, we have to wait about 10 seconds yet.
Why?
We can't start till 9:26 Boulevard Witch time.
Oh. All right, but look at it. We've only got about 5 seconds more.
Ready, everybody?
L-S-M-F-T. Come, we will give you a thrill. There's a house on a hill full of spooks, but we will frighten them away.
Take off my toupee.
Come, there's a wolf in the town. This is our night to howl, and we'll hoot like an owl. We are the goblins who know where the warm breezes blow and tobacco leaves grow.
L-S-M-F-T, that's a smoke for me.
So, take a sip from a ghost, steal tobacco they toast, drink the one we like most. Oh, oh.
Now?
Go!
Oh. Now?
Yes!
Go!
Aren't we the ones? Look, there goes the skeleton.
I'm shaking like jealous.
Before you get right, you better start lighting the lucky, and then we can go. So, take a puff and you'll see, and we're sure you'll agree, and say lucky for me.
They are first again, with Tobacco Man.
Now, if you hand us our broom, we'll be meeting you soon, and go hunting for it.
Wonderful. Absolutely wonderful.
Well, Jack, maybe we could use it as a commercial on the program sometime.
No, and it would scare all the people. Well, I better go. The Beavers are waiting for me. So long, Don.
So long.
Ouch. Imagine putting a mouse trap in a fruit bowl. He doesn't want people to eat his fruit. Why doesn't he keep it locked up like I do? Hey, kids, come on out. Kids, now where did they go? I better give the Beaver a call. Ow! Gee, that's the Beaver's distress signal. I better hurry. Coming, Collard! Coming! What do I happen? Well, it's nothing serious. There they are behind that fence. What happened, fellas? What happened?
There's kids climbing over the fence.
Yes. I want to go home.
Oh, come on, Stevie. That's nothing to cry over. What's so bad about tearing a hole in your pan?
I was carrying my rabbit there and he got away. I want to go home.
Oh, don't let that rip in your pants spoil our fun. Now, I'll climb over the fence and I'll fix it for you. Well, so long, fellas. I better go home, too. Well, we all better go home. Huh?
Okay, Mr. Benny. But before we break up, we want to say something to you.
What is it, Miss?
For he's a jolly good beaver. For he's a jolly good beaver. For he's a jolly good beaver.
Ah, oh, thanks a lot, fellas. Thanks a lot. See you at the next meeting. Good night.
Good night.
Gee, what a night. Such fun. Ah, it's great to be young. La 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 la. Uh-oh. I wonder... Well, it won't hurt to try. Trick or treat?
I'm sorry, but I'm only the watchman in this bank.
Understand it. Some people never want to get into the spirit of this thing. Well, I might as well go home, I guess. La 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 la. Hop, hop, till you drop. Skip, skip, don't you trip. Step on a crack, you break your back. Oh, darn it, I stepped on one. Nah, nobody saw me. La 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 la. For I'm a jolly good beaver. For I'm a jolly good beaver. For I'm a jolly good beaver. Why don't I hang my beaver? Why don't I hang my beaver?
That will be back in just a moment, but first.
It is a good old thing, nothing,
A recent impartial survey covering all the southern tobacco markets reveals Lucky Strike, first again with tobacco men.
Yes, more independent tobacco experts smoke Lucky Strike regularly than the next two leading brands combined.
Excuse me, but who are these tobacco experts?
They're the independent auctioneers, buyers, and warehousemen, men with years of experience buying, selling, and handling tobacco. And it's important for you to know that more of these independent tobacco experts smoke Lucky Strike regularly than the next two leading brands combined.
You've heard the survey results. Now here's what Mr. James Alfred Walker, veteran independent tobacco buyer, who's attended more than 3,000 tobacco auctions recently, said.
At market after market, I've seen the makers of Lucky Strike buy good ripe tobacco. That smooth, fragrant, fine tobacco that makes a real fine smoke. So it's only common sense for me to pick Lucky's for my own cigarettes. Smoked them for 17 years.
A Lucky Strike smoker for 17 years. And remember, Mr. Walker, like you, looks to the cigarette he smokes for enjoyment. Real, deep down smoking enjoyment. So light up a Lucky yourself, and puff by puff, you'll see.
L-S-M-F-T! L-S-M-F-T!
Lucky Strike means fine tobacco, and this fine Lucky Strike tobacco means real, deep down smoking enjoyment for you. Yes, puff by puff, pack by pack, you'll like Lucky Strike.
Good night, everybody.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
Well, I hope you all enjoyed following Jack and the Beavers as they went trick-or-treating. Very funny show. Well, thanks again, everyone, for listening to our show, and I hope you enjoyed the Halloween show today. And do not miss next week, as you'll be hearing a story about a ghost family. Please continue to listen on your favorite podcast station. Have a great weekend and week, everyone, and I'll be with you next Friday. Until then, this is Jay Lewis, off the air.